Annie Mae Aquash was an American Indian Movement activist whose long unsolved kidnapping, rape, and murder shocked South Dakota and the nation in the mid-1970s. Her body was discovered in a rural area near Wan Blee with a gunshot wound which traveled up from the hairline through the head. State Attorney General Marty Jackley describes the crime as an execution and says he's confident in the result of the trial. As a former United States Attorney for South Dakota, Jackley has long been involved in the case.
Ultimately, Graham took issue with the Canadian extradition, and today, ultimately, the Canadian Ministry of Justice has affirmed and reconsented to the extradition, and so John Graham will remain convicted of the execution of Annie Mae Aquash and shall continue to serve his life imprisonment without the chance of parole.
Graham, a Canadian national, was arrested for the murder in 2003. He's now 70 years old. Jackley says he believes this bookends the legal saga.
I feel realistically this is the end of the road. This is the Canadian Ministry of Justice. This is the appellate stage. So absent a governor's pardon, I feel that John Graham is where he needs to be.
Prior appeals from Graham's team have gone to the state Supreme Court, federal courts, and now through the Canadian extradition process. For National Native News, I'm CJ Keene in Rapid City.